Business is back in Te Tai Tokoro, but lurching in and out of lockdown has taken its toll on the north. Sam Olley reports from Whangarei.
Car parks are full, shops have queues, and social lives have been resurrected. Even the seagulls sound a little more excitable. Sewing shop Bernina Northland made 30 sales in its first hour back open yesterday morning. Co-owner Tim Robinson was at the till, helping keen sewers, knitters and crafters restock their supplies of patterns, wool, fabrics, thread and elastic.
I'm on top of the world at the moment. I mean, I always laugh in retail because I can never forecast the next hour, never mind the next month or the next year. So to me, every day that's a busy day is a great day.
He hopes the snap lockdown will be Te Tai Tokoro's last, but just three quarters of people in the region have had a Pfizer jab, so the threat remains.
We take each day as it comes. If we have another lockdown, we'll just have to grit our teeth and nut our way through it.
Northland Chamber of Commerce Chief Executive Steve Smith says most employers lost sleep when yet another lockdown struck.
People in the north are very stoic, don't show too much emotion, but I think their emotional glass, if you like, their emotional limits have been reached for many people, and they're starting to feel the strain and the frustrations of what this has done to us as a community. With respect to their business, they've got a lot to worry about.
And he says the budgets of accommodation, hospitality, retail and tourism ventures rely on welcoming Aucklanders this summer.
If they can't, that would pose financially some severe punishment on them.
Whangarei's CBD was busy with spenders all day.
It feels good to be able to have a haircut. That was the whole idea, was to get to town and have a haircut as fast as I could.
Going to a restaurant? Jimmy Jack's is the place to go. For ribs, anyway. Beautiful meals.
Going to go to the library and get some printing done.
Come to Spark and just do things like lotto tickets.
Turquoise Cafe manager Aisha Pereira Merenage said the kitchen had been quiet when customers were restricted to takeaways over lockdown, but it was a relief to open doors again.
We never know how we're going to change the level. Yeah, it's so hard for the business people. So I think we'll be okay after a few months, everything will be fine.
Meanwhile, the woman who prompted Te Tai Tokoro's sudden lockdown is nearing 2 weeks in a COVID-19 quarantine facility in Auckland, where she was transferred on the night of Thursday, October 7. It has not been revealed if she and her travelling companion will be charged or taken into custody upon release.